Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of London, England. Turkey, a member of NATO, is under attack from NATO. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to the broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The NATO meeting that took place earlier this week, it looks like they turned within themselves to go after Turkey. What do we know?
Well, this was a pretty contentious NATO meeting, and it was openly so, which is extremely unusual. I watched parts of the press conference, and frankly, I have never seen a performance like that on the world stage, where two important world leaders openly defy each other and contradict each other in front of live television. President Trump was saying, well, everything with Turkey is just fine. I've got a great relationship with Erdogan. And Macron said, well, that's great, but we don't. And by the way, Turkey has been buying the S-400 missile, and that's a non-starter and basically excludes them. Turkey also threatened during the summit to not support the NATO policy of defending the Baltic states against an eventual Russian invasion if the rest of NATO did not accept the Kurds as terrorists. He wants NATO to break off all relations with them and to consider them as a terrorist organization. This is a non-starter. Erdogan was really throwing his weight around and did not seem at all concerned about retaliation from the rest of the NATO countries. This is a big deal going forward. It has not been resolved. It's going to be an increasingly important issue internationally. A lot of people are going to start talking about this now.
Ken Timmerman giving us the details on the tension-filled NATO meeting in London, England this last week. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. European leaders and President Trump met in London for the annual NATO summit, and it broke out into a very contentious meeting with world leaders taking on each other publicly. Even an open mic video surfaced of several NATO leaders making fun of U.S. President Trump. The main focus of this year's summit was the NATO member state Turkey and its leader, President Tayyip Erdogan. NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, is in essence the military arm of the European Union. From a prophetic perspective, NATO is the stopgap for a military organization for the European Union, especially in light of the fact that the EU is at least the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire, and they must have a military unit to fill the prophetic scenario for the revived Roman Empire, as foretold in Daniel chapter 7, verse 7, and verses 23 and 24. As we well know, the political is setting the stage for the prophetic to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...